Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome. It is Wednesday, November 23rd, 2011. You are tuned in to the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so very much for joining us today on this day before Thanksgiving. I'm going to be wishing you a happy Thanksgiving throughout the show. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the fill-in host for Alex today, who is on the road returning to Austin after filming a number of videos and filing many reports from the road, as you've heard and seen here on the Alex Jones Show and InfoWars Nightly News. Now, today we have just an incredible lineup of news, including coverage of the debate last night, where Ron Paul, well, they gave him more than 89 seconds, for starters. Can you imagine that? And he just blew away the competition with some rational, common sense answers to keep us out of wars, to return some fiscal sanity to America, and basically do what's right for the future of our nation. So we're going to be playing some clips for you from that debate and also bringing you some commentary on that and covering some of the crazy answers by Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney and all the other globalists there who are now essentially saying that, hey, the Bill of Rights shouldn't apply to you if we declare some kind of a war, even if it hasn't been legally declared by the Congress. Imagine that. Also today, coming up, we have Paul Craig Roberts. Will be joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about tyranny and a concept that we're calling trickle-down tyranny and what else is going on with the TSA and the world of security. That was also the topic of the debates last night, the CNN presidential debates, or I'm sorry, Republican nominee debates. We also have coming up today Dr. Stuart Lonnke, who's going to be talking to us about the dangers of environmental toxins that you may not know about. In fact, he's the author of a book called Invisible Killers, and he's here to talk to us about the toxic metals that are found in the environment and in the foods and in industrial processes that we are now taking into our bodies. And I am convinced that much of the insanity that we are seeing in the world today, especially in America, is due to heavy metals poisoning and chemical poisoning. I think it's a topic that we haven't covered enough, and it could explain why so many voters and so many people, so many members of the mass public out there, they seem to be literally insane. I mean, insane, completely irrational, saying things like, oh, let's see, we're $15 trillion in debt. Let's get out of that debt by spending another $5 trillion. Woo, that's brilliance right there. I think it's heavy metals poisoning, or at least that could be part of it. It's got to also be the fluoride. It's got to be related to the vaccines and the pesticides and all the chemicals that are out there in the food supply and in the environment. So we're going to be talking to Dr. Stuart Lonnke to get some answers about that. And if you see me looking at all the notes here, for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, it's just because we have so much to cover today. We've got news that will blow your mind. We've got news about BPA levels spiking 1,200% in the blood of people after they eat canned soup. Yeah, because the lining of the cans contains BPA. That's the hormone-mimicking chemical bisphenol A. It does wonderful things for your body, like giving men breasts, infertility issues related to that, cancer issues related to that. It's crazy. We've also got, let's see here, the turkey fryer terror coming up. The Department of Homeland Security has issued a warning, an alert, red alert. If you fry your turkey, you could set your house on fire. Yes, Janet Napolitano wants to be in your kitchen. That's kind of scary all by itself. Janet, stop eating the turkey. All right, all that and more is coming up here. As we return, we've got all kinds of news coming up. We're coming back with more details about the Ron Paul appearance in the debate last night. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more breaking news and analysis.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with Instafire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. Instafire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. Instafire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at Instafire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. Instafire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
Hey, folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head. So keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show on Wednesday, November 23rd, 2011. I'm the fill-in host today, Mike Adams, the health ranger, the editor of naturalnews.com. And today we're going to be covering just a number of mind-blowing topics, truly fascinating stuff. This is one of the most info-packed shows I've ever hosted here, starting off with Ron Paul in the debate last night, where he squared off against Newt Gingrich and other globalists, who were all spouting some very scary information about why you shouldn't have your Bill of Rights if they think we're in a war. And we're going to run a little bit of video from that in a minute. But first, let me set this up and explain. They started off with a question from Edwin Meese. Yeah, the former U.S. Attorney General, who begins by really spouting what are a series of lies. He says, oh, there have been 42 terrorist attacks prevented by the Patriot Act. And he says the Patriot Act is a tool that's fundamental to stopping terrorists. And then he asks, shouldn't we have a, quote, long-range extension of the Patriot Act so that these law enforcement officers can continue to use this wonderful, wonderful tool to prevent terrorism? And, of course, predictably, all the other globalists on the stage other than Ron Paul, they agree with Edwin Meese. Now, in his question, though, he didn't tell you the truth. Of these, quote, 42 terrorist attacks that have been prevented by the Patriot Act, probably 41 out of 42 were attacks that were set up by the FBI, right? the FBI goes out there on the record. This is now publicly on the record. The FBI goes out there, creates the plots, recruits the so-called terrorists who are actually normally just innocent people who don't really know what they're involved in. The FBI provides the money. They provide the weapons. They provide the planning, the motivation, the target lists. And then after they hand this over to these would-be terrorists, magically another branch of the FBI shows up. And guess what? Oh, they catch them. They catch them. This is like playing cowboys and Indians in your own backyard sandbox, isn't it? Kind of like, okay, you play like the Indians or the terrorists, and we'll play like the cowboys, and we'll act like we catch you. And then we'll report to the media what a great job we're doing stopping terrorism, and we'll use that as a justification to continue the completely illegal Patriot Act, which is a violation at so many levels of basic, fundamental, not just human rights, but of course the Bill of Rights. So this was the question that Edwin Meese led off with. It was a loaded question, like using loaded dice in a poker game. And then, of course, Wolf Blitzer added, right, only that. He said, quote, gee, only this weekend there was an alleged terror plot uncovered in New York City. Oh, my God. Yeah, probably another one set up by the FBI. They can do it more than once, you see. This makes them think they're important. So then Gingrich replies, well, you have to have two sets of laws, really. You have the Bill of Rights only applies to, quote, criminal investigations, you know, people who rob others or people who commit acts of violence or common crimes. But he says you should have a totally different set of rules when there's a war, when there's national security at risk. You shouldn't have the Bill of Rights at all. This is, I'm paraphrasing him, obviously. He says basically the terror threat will be ongoing, probably through multiple generations. Yeah, because it's working out really well for the globalists to have this scary terror threat out there, even if they have to invent it. And by the way, Paul Craig Roberts is coming up at the bottom of this hour to give us more commentary on that. He wrote a great article a few weeks ago about the complete fabrication of the entire war on terror. That was published at Infowars.com if you want to check that out. But Newt Gingrich goes on to say that you shouldn't have a Bill of Rights if there's a war going on. But you see, who decides if there's a war? It certainly wasn't Congress. They never declared a war. They never debated a declaration of a war, and Ron Paul points this out. But Newt Gingrich and the other globalists apparently think that they can just pronounce a war. Oh, there's a war or a war-like ambiance in the global sphere. And from that, we're going to just subjectively decide that you shouldn't have a Fourth Amendment right anymore or a First Amendment, as the Occupy Wall Street protesters are finding out, or a Second Amendment, or a due process, a Fifth Amendment, or even Tenth Amendment rights for the states. I mean, it just goes on, and it is the most obscene example of just runaway freedom-grabbing, terror-minded thinking. The philosophy of these people, of these globalists who were on the stage last night on the CNN debate, I tell you, their philosophy, every one of them, except for Ron Paul, their philosophy is identical to the philosophical foundations of Nazi war criminals, all right, who justify their actions by saying, we're at war, so therefore we can do anything. This is what Newt Gingrich seems to be proposing. It's incredible. Let's run some of that video footage of Ron Paul to hear what his answer was to these globalists and their war-mongering, terror-mongering, fear-mongering efforts to scare everybody into giving up their rights. Go ahead with that if you got it.
I'm Ron Paul, a congressman from Texas. I am pleased to be here at the debate because this is a very important debate. But I am convinced that needless and unnecessary wars are a great detriment. They undermine our prosperity and our liberties. They add to our deficits and they consume our welfare. We should take a careful look at our foreign policy.
To the questions.
All right, let's move ahead. This is Wolf Blitzer asking the loaded or handling the loaded question from Edwin Meese. Go ahead about a minute and a half on that or so. In the meantime, let me read you a quote that Ron Paul had that he stated in this debate. He says, quote, I have a personal belief that you never have to give up liberty for security. That's his, and there was applause after he said that. What an amazing concept, huh? You never have to give up your liberty for security. He says, quote, you can still provide security without sacrificing our Bill of Rights. Let's see what else he's got to say. Go ahead.
Bill of Rights.
Yeah, he just said that right there.
I want to bring others in, but do you want to respond, Mr. Speaker?
Yeah. Timothy McVeigh succeeded.
There's Newt Gingrich.
That's the whole point.
If you look at Newt's face during this debate, he's just, it's so arrogant how Timothy McVeigh succeeded. Yeah, who set up the Oklahoma City bombing, really? I mean, who was involved in 9/11, really? I mean, come on. Who's setting up all the fake terror plots across America today? It's the FBI. It's the insiders. We know that's going on. Who brought down World Trade Center Building 7? Come on. Demolition style, brought it down. It's to the point where if you watch that debate, they got a room full of people, hundreds of people, and we'll play more from Ron Paul if you get that queued up there. You've got hundreds of people in there. You've got all these people on stage. You've got Wolf Blitzer asking questions. The only sane person in the room is Ron Paul. Everybody else there is clinically insane, in my opinion. They are living in an imaginary world where terror threats exist on every street corner. Terrorists are in your kitchen. Terrorists are in your shower. Terrorists are in your luggage. They're hiding in your luggage. And they're hiding down your pants. That's why the TSA has to reach down your pants to check for terrorism. You know, and Ron Paul replies and says, there wasn't a war declared on anybody, and terrorism is a concept, not a person, not a people. Go ahead and roll some more from Ron Paul there. Let's see if we get a good segment here.
That's digging a hole for ourselves. What if they look like Timothy McVeigh? You know, he was pretty tough criminal.
He's talking about profiling here.
Too much carelessness in the use of words that we're at war. I remember voting on a declaration of war. Oh, war against terrorism. And terrorism is a tactic. It isn't a person. It isn't a people. So this is a barely careless use of words. What about this? Sacrifice liberties because they're terrorists? You're the judge and the jury? No, they're suspects. And they have changed in the DOD budget, they have changed the wording on the definition of Al-Qaeda and Taliban. It's anybody associated with organizations, which means almost anybody can be loosely associated. So that makes all Americans vulnerable. And now we know that American citizens are vulnerable to assassination. So I would be very cautious about protecting the rule of law. It will be a sacrifice that you'll be sorry for.
Herman Cain, let's bring you into this conversation.
Those words should go down in history as the red alert warning from Ron Paul to all free-minded citizens who want to protect the future of their nation here in the United States. He says again, so I would be very cautious about protecting the rule of law. He says it will be a sacrifice. What he means is if you give up the rule of law, if you give up law in order to have a little extra security, he says that is a sacrifice you will be sorry for. And he is absolutely right. This is the most crucial issue of our time. And Ron Paul is issuing a red alert warning in this. He says, we now know that Americans are vulnerable to assassination because the White House can come up with an assassination list and just take out an American citizen without any due process whatsoever. Do you realize the magnitude of this, people? I'm hoping that you're really tuning in and really listening to this because, look, before 1776, before America had its independence, we had the British occupying forces over here in North America, and they were speaking the same kind of words that the globalists like Newt Gingrich are speaking today. They said, we're in a state of war, therefore you have no rights, we will interrogate you, you have no right to maintain your silence, you have no right to privacy, we will conduct illegal searches and seizures, we will force you to quarter and house the soldiers and feed them and pay them money, we will force you to do all these things because we are the British Empire and because we are in a state of war. Apparently, Newt Gingrich now thinks that that same kind of thinking should be the rules that are followed here in America today. Don't you realize, people, the Bill of Rights was created to prevent that? Even the Third Amendment was about preventing us from having to be forced to quarter British soldiers in our homes, okay? The Fourth Amendment, the First, the Second, on down the list. The reason they are there is because we do not want to be ruled by tyrants who declare a state of war. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We've got a lot more coming right back. Stay with us, all right?
love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Thanksgiving, everybody, and welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. He's on the road, returning to Austin shortly, and will resume his regular duties here on the show. In the meantime, we're filling in. We've been talking about Ron Paul during the debates, and thank you again for staying tuned to the Alex Jones Show. We've got Paul Craig Roberts coming up in just, what is that, about nine minutes, something like that. And we're going to be talking about the tyranny that is taking over America today and the concept of trickle-down tyranny, which is what happens when all the local little bureaucrats and power people, they witness what's happening at the federal level, and they think, oh, it must be socially acceptable now to just act like a thug and act like a tyrant. And they replicate that. They mimic that. They shape that behavior and become their own little local tyrants. All right, but getting back to Ron Paul and the debate, I'm trying to say Happy Thanksgiving, but also at the same time warn you, this may be your last free Thanksgiving. In other words, your last Thanksgiving as a free citizen. If we don't get Ron Paul and that kind of philosophy into positions of power in this country, if we end up being ruled by globalists, you're going to be next Thanksgiving, you're going to be looking back at this Thanksgiving and asking yourself, what the heck happened? What happened to our Bill of Rights? What happened to our freedoms? What happened to our bank accounts? What happened to our futures? Because Ron Paul is right. He is the only guy there that makes any sense. And I got to say, I am honored today to be here hosting the Alex Jones Show and to be part of the InfoWars effort to enlighten people, to awaken people, because we want to prevent tyranny and prevent the enslavement of the people. We want freedom and we want peace. All right. Ron Paul wants to bring those soldiers home and close those bases where we are meddling with the foreign affairs of these other nations. Bring those soldiers home and have peace and have our family together. Wouldn't that be nice to have a Thanksgiving and a Christmas with your family where you don't have TSA searching your underwear at the airport, where you don't have TSA checkpoints on the road as you're traveling from place to place in what's supposed to be a free country. Let me read you a couple more quotes from Ron Paul. In responding to a question about where Newt Gingrich says that we got to have more police and we got to have more security. Again, I'm paraphrasing, but he's saying we got to have the Patriot Act, even, you know, give it even more power. Ron Paul says in response to that, this is like saying we need a policeman in every house, a camera in every house, because we want to prevent wife beating. If you advocate the police state, yes, you can have security and you might prevent a crime. But the crime will then be against the American people and against our freedoms. And he's absolutely right about that. You can keep clamping down. You can put police on every corner. You can have checkpoints on every interstate and every highway. You can hire government thugs to feel you up and feel you down and put you down in every airport and every football stadium and every church and every school in the country. But you won't stop terrorism and you won't have any freedom left. That's the truth of the matter. And if you don't get that out there, folks, if you don't get this point, then I'm sorry. You are going down with the end of freedom in America today. You need to wake up. And Ron Paul says that. He's got a quote. He says, this is a road to disaster when he's talking about military spending. He says, we better wake up. If we don't wake up, this is all history. The Bill of Rights is about to become history. Your Fourth Amendment rights are eroding at an astonishing rate. It is very, very concerning. And I stand here, well, I sit here in Alex Jones' chair today, but I stand here firmly on this principle that we must restore the rights that made this country great, that we must get the government out of our lives, out of our pants, off of our highways, out of our homes, stop with the secret surveillance. We've got more news about surveillance going on here. Did you know that stores now, retailers on Black Friday coming up in just 2 days, they're going to be tracking you by monitoring your cell phone signals as you move from store to store? Yeah, I'm not making this up, folks. Search this online if you don't believe me. They're going to be tracking you moving from point to point, and they think it's all okay. Why? Because, again, trickle-down tyranny. If the federal government is monitoring everything that you're doing and reading your emails and monitoring your Facebook posts and checking you on the highway, why shouldn't the local retailers do it too? Why shouldn't everybody do it? Let's all just become a police state of tattletales and Janet Napolitano spy masters who spy on each other and run around paranoid. Oh my goodness! The retailers are tracking us. It must be good. Maybe they're going to give us a coupon for 50 cents off an iPad, which will also track you as you carry it around your home. Yeah, it's all coming up. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break with Paul Craig Roberts and much more. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Well, you.
And we are back on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you and happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was an inside job. All those FBI terror plots that are now being used to justify discussions about expanding the Patriot Act. Even more, you know, lock it in long term. Hey, who needs a Bill of Rights, huh? It only worked for a couple hundred years. Let's ditch it now, I guess, is what these people are thinking. Unbelievable. We do have Paul Craig Roberts coming up here in just a couple minutes, but quick, before then, we're going to cover a little bit of news. Bring that graphic back up. BPA spikes 1,200% after eating canned soup. For those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see the visuals here. A new study shows that people who ate canned soup for 5 days straight saw their urinary levels of the chemical bisphenol A, that's the hormone mimicking chemical that has a lot of people concerned about cancer. Ooh, a little bit of breast augmentation for males there. Not something that a lot of people want to do, understandably. That spikes 1,200%, BPA 1,200% higher in the blood of those who are eating canned soup for 5 days straight. This is the first study to quantify BPA levels in humans after the ingestion of canned foods. Now, here's an interesting fact you may not know about this. There is no such thing as a canned food that has a liner in it which is free of BPA. To my knowledge, I checked. We called all the major can manufacturers throughout the industry to ask, is there a liner and enamel inside cans that is free of BPA? And the answer we were told is no, no such thing at the moment, but they're working feverishly on it. But then the other question is, what other chemicals are going to be in there besides the BPA? See, maybe it's BPA-free in the future, but it's got some other chemical that we don't even know about yet. Just make up three random letters, C, K, J. That's going to be the next chemical that they find in these cans. It all gets back to the basics, folks. If you eat food out of your own garden, huh? If you practice some home gardening and a little bit of permaculture and you eat that food, you're always going to be better off than eating something out of a can. We've got From the American Dream, 20 signs that America is going crazy. Is this posted up on InfoWars, guys? I bet it is. 20 more signs. Yeah, it's up there. Got a confirmation on that. Check it out. You know it's going crazy when you see presidential candidates up on stage who are debating and all of them except one say that we don't need a Bill of Rights as long as some president says we might be in a war. Doesn't make any sense. U.S. and Arab states set to impose a no-fly zone over Syria. This is Paul Joseph Watson article now posted on InfoWars.com. It always starts with the no-fly zone, doesn't it? Yep. And then it becomes a no-life zone as they start with the depleted uranium bombing, another weapon of mass destruction that is being used by the military to make life unlivable in some of these target zones for not just a couple of years, but hundreds of thousands of years in some cases. Here's another article in Russia Today. The West's fixation on Assad eclipses bloody chaos in Egypt. This is all just more beating the war drums, getting ready for action in Iran and Syria and somewhere else. Hey, we saw, what was this? Janet Napolitano and then the Department of Homeland Security put out a warning about Turkey. And I don't mean the country, Turkey. I thought it was going to be a terror alert about maybe Turkey, but, you know, Turkey's not in the news that much, and not like Iran and Syria these days, but no, it was about the dangers of frying a turkey in your own home. Oh, my goodness. So we're going to have a little segment on that near the top of this hour. I brought some gear for it. I have fire gear here. Yeah, because they showed a video of a turkey catching on fire and burning down someone's porch, deck. And full flames everywhere from roasting, not roasting, but deep frying a turkey. So I'm going to don a fireman's hat and some Nomex gloves, and we're going to tackle the subject of cooking a turkey terror style. That's right. That's all coming up here. And we do have Paul Craig Roberts joining us now, and he's here to talk about trickle-down tyranny and some of the other topics. Paul Craig Roberts is one of the most prolific and, in my opinion, one of the most brilliant political writers, if not the most, of all time. I'm a great admirer of Paul Craig Roberts, and we publish many of his stories, in fact, on Natural News. Paul, are you with us? Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, Mike, and I want to congratulate you for trickle-down tyranny.
Well, thank you, Paul. That really means a lot to me coming from you. I've admired your writing and your analysis for many, many years. What is in your mind of what's going on today, especially following the debates that just happened last night?
Well, you know, there's only one candidate for president. That's Ron Paul. The rest of them are a bunch of idiots. They're all trying to outdo one another in starting World War III. I've never seen such a collection of dopes in my life. I mean, and one of them, if not Obama, is going to be president.
Yeah, that's pretty scary, actually. I completely agree with your assessment there. It's like they can't read. It's like they think that the Bill of Rights must say at the very top, this does not apply if someone mentions the word war. Yeah. You know, there's no exception to the Bill of Rights. What do you say?
No, of course there's no exceptions. You know, it could just be that they're all bought and paid for by the military security complex. You know, Eisenhower was, what, a half a century ago, wasn't it, that President Eisenhower warned us in his farewell address at the end of his second term that American liberty was in danger from the military security complex. And so I believe that is could be what we're seeing today. The takeover is so total that unless your complete shill for the military security complex. You can't even run for office. I mean, look at Obama, for example. You remember how excited everyone was about his election? You remember the massive numbers of people that went and sat in the cold for his inauguration, and many of them were miles away.
No, he was like the second coming of Christ to some people.
You know, it was an amazing. The country has never seen an outpouring of support for a president of that magnitude, ever. And what did he do? He pissed it away.
Well,
he started another war right away. He validated all of the Bush administration violations of the Constitution.
Well, let me ask you, Paul. Sorry to interrupt there, but you wrote an article that a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, that was a brilliant article laying out the case for what you say is the utter fabrication of the war on terror. And I read your article point by point, and I agree with it point by point. And yet, as we saw in the debates last night, the operating illusions, the illusionary platform from which all the other candidates are operating, and even Wolf Blitzer is asking questions, and then the people in the crowd are asking questions like Edwin Meese, their illusionary platform is that the war on terror is very, very real and very scary and very much in your face, and we have an immediate threat to our life and safety because of all these terrorists. But you were able to completely show that to be a total fraud.
Yes, we're living in George Orwell's 1984 world, where Big Brother's media tells the people every day about all the wars that they're having to combat. And it's all hokum. It's all a hoax. And it's amazing that no more than, say, what, a fourth of the population sees through it? It's an extraordinary thing.
That is astonishing, and it really makes me wonder about some of the reasons behind that. Later on in this show, in fact, we're going to be talking about heavy metals poisoning and how that might be impacting cognitive function and clear thinking. What do you think, in your analysis, might be behind it? Are people just easily hoodwinked? Are they brainwashed? Are they apathetic? What do you think is psychologically behind this mass denial of reality?
I think a lot of things. One is there's no media, you know, except for individual programs like Alex Jones. There's no reporting because the media's concentrated in the last years of the Clinton administration. And it's no longer run by journalists. It's no longer independent. It's no longer diverse. And so it serves as a propaganda ministry. You know, Gerald Celente calls them prostitutes.
Yeah.
Which is an apt term. So there's no source of information for people unless they work at it full time. You know, if they're on the internet, they read foreign press, they read sites that dig up the real news. You have to, in other words, it's a huge time and energy effort to get any idea of what's really going on. Most people can't do that. The other thing, I think, which has been controlling was they bought on to 9/11.
Yeah.
The minute you buy onto 9/11, you've accepted the premise for the police state, the warmonger threat state, the threats everywhere. And, of course, this serves the interests of the military security complex, and they keep it alive. We see this with the FBI organizing fake terror plots so they can arrest some poor dupe and scare the people further. So it's all a successful propaganda venture.
But isn't it also, it's almost comedic. It is very clownish. It's like kindergartners playing with their imaginary friends and enemies. This is what the FBI is doing, and the ATF running guns into Mexico. And the American people don't see it. How can they be so blind to it? I don't get it.
And that's a good question. How can they be so blind? But they're losing their country, their liberty, the reputation of the country. And I think we're headed toward World War III, because when you can so delude an entire population, supposedly a superpower, supposedly the richest country on the world, the best educated. You know, the United States allegedly has 17 of the top universities in the world. And yet we have a population that can't perceive fraud, right? It's practiced on them daily. Well, it's an amazing thing. I don't know the answer, but you can see what the consequences are dire. We now have a police state. And the police state, as you point out in your brilliant article, it's trickling down. Now everyone acts like they're running a torture chamber, even nursing homes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just to give people some background about that article, which I called Trickle Down Tyranny, that was about some waterboarding of an elderly woman. An 89-year-old woman in a nursing home was waterboarded by the staff in the nursing home over an argument about an ice cream sandwich, I believe it was. Ice cream, yeah.
So, yeah, an ice cream, that's right. It's an extraordinary thing. And we see the police, gratuitous violence, piled on violence over and over and over, spraying people in the face who are just sitting quietly with pepper spray, beating them with clubs. It's an amazing show of brutality and violence. Why aren't these police all arrested and on trial? The police don't have the right to abuse the public. Police have to follow the law like everyone else. When they violate the law, they should be arrested and held accountable. But they're not. And it's like you say, if you don't hold the president accountable when he violates the law, then you can't hold anybody else accountable. And everyone's finding that out.
Well, that's the thing. No one should be above the law. The laws must apply equally to all people across the land, including the president, including the Congress, including law enforcement, especially law enforcement. But the greatest shift that I see here that you've written about extensively, Paul, is that the government, quote, servants now see themselves as rulers. They see right. themselves as tyrants, and so they act out on that self-image, and then the tyranny just begins to multiply. Whoa, what do you got going on back there?
You okay? I got two cats, and the little one thinks she's a leopard, and if the big one gets out of line, she lets them have it.
I think you're having a little trickle-down feline tyranny back there in your own house. maybe Janet DiPolitano should put a camera in your living room just to make sure you're safe.
They probably have one.
No, but what do you think about this, the acting out of the self-image role of being a thuggish tyrant ruler? And that's how many of these so-called servants now see themselves.
Yes, it's well, as you and I both see, they're aristocrats. You remember the classic sort of protest of the unaccountability of the aristocrats is the story of the dukes or the earls' carriage being driven at great speed through the village, and it runs down the children of the peasants in the streets and goes on off. And nobody can do anything about it. Well, that's the kind of country we live in now. As long as the people doing the damage are in the security complex or high government leaders, they're untouchable. And it trickles down. I wrote a book, I think, maybe 12 years ago that Oxford University Press published called The Capitalist Revolution in Latin America. And I quoted one of the ministers in one of the South American governments, and he said, if the minister lies and steals, and by the time it trickles down to the bottom, his subordinates are raping and murdering.
Yeah, right. Right. It sort of escalates on the way down.
It goes down. You know, the notion of a nursing home waterboarding an 89-year-old woman, before today, who would have believed such a thing?
No, exactly. This is part of what I've tried to point out in that article is that it has infected the fabric of American culture. And you see this with shows like 24 with Kiefer Sutherland, who's a great actor, but I just don't agree with the message of the show, which was torturing everybody, even little children, I believe, to get answers out because it was all justified under fighting terrorists and stopping some other violence. It's the culture now.
It's the culture. And of course, it's all contrary to everything that experts know about torture. It never gets good information.
That's right.
The person being tortured simply tries to find out what the people torturing him want to know, and then he tells them.
Yeah, so, what do you want to hear? What's it going to take to make the torture
anything
stop?
Anything to stop the torture. And particularly, you see, in Guantanamo, we now know for a fact that almost everyone there was totally innocent. They were people sold by warlords to the idiot Americans who paid a bounty for them. And so they ended up having to release almost all of the people after torturing them for 5 or 6 or 7 years. So they were all totally innocent, and yet they all were tortured all those years, and no information came out. None.
Well, it's incredible, Paul. We've only got a minute left here. Where can you stay with us after this break for a few more minutes?
If you like.
Okay. I'd really like to ask you a couple more questions, but quickly, as we go to break, where do you think this is heading? Has Ron Paul made his point and awakened enough people, or are we still muddling through la-la land of illusions and terrorism fantasies by the globalists?
Yes, I don't think Ron Paul can awaken more than about 20% of the population. The rest of them, are lost. And to answer the earlier question, to complete it, psychologically, many Americans think of themselves as, you know, the great people.
Right. And, Paul, stay with us. We've got to go to break right now, but we'll be right back with more from Paul Craig Roberts here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay right there.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to GangsterEconomy.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here getting ready to fry a turkey. And we've got Paul Craig Roberts joining us by Skype. I am dressed in full fire gear. I've got Nomex gloves. I've got a fireman's helmet here. Yeah, you hear that? I've got fireproof goggles on, melt-proof goggles, and I've got a respirator on the floor. We're going to cook a turkey, man, and we're going to do it Janet Napolitano style. Yeah, because they put out a warning yesterday, an official tweet from the Department of Homeland Security that says, watch out, Americans, your turkey might burn down your house if you cook it wrong. I am so happy that we're now getting recipe instructions from Janet Napolitano, how to make ogre pie, things like that. I can't wait to see what the Christmas recipes are going to be from Janet Napolitano. But, Paul, if you'll stay with us for a second, I want to ask your reaction on this. But for those watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, let's go to the video and show the firemen cooking a turkey and showing you how dangerous it is and how it might burn down your house. Go to that.
Tested several models of deep fat turkey fryers and find that this method of cooking can be very hazardous. Looks like our partially frozen turkey is ready.
Here they go.
Our temperature's at 350 degrees.
Are they showing a big turkey cooking deep fryer sitting on a wooden deck? Now they got a fireman there with a full helmet, full respirator, Nomex hood. He's walking up with his fireman boots and he's got a turkey in his hands. Oh my God, he's taking the lid off the turkey cooking device. He's going to drop the turkey down into it. Oh my God, there's fire everywhere. Flames everywhere. It's burning up the turkey. It's burning up the deck.
Units can be overfilled and when that happens...
I've never seen such kitchen terror in my life.
To catch on fire.
It's catching on fire.
One of our safety concerns with...
All right, now they're giving you the safety rundown.
Watch how easy it is to tip it over.
And they're going
to
tip it over. Oh! The oil just came out.
In our laboratory, we use water. Can you imagine?
It's a dangerous cooking device. All right, enough of that. Enough of that video. It's getting hot in here. I'm going to take all this gear off. Look, I don't mean to make light of kitchen cooking accidents because you can have fires in the kitchen, and you should have a fire extinguisher in the kitchen. Cook with Nomex gloves like these, huh? Little Nomex gloves, terror grip gloves. But isn't this getting ridiculous where the Department of Homeland Security is now telling us what to cook or how to cook things? I mean, it's crazy. All right, Paul Craig Roberts, thanks for bearing with me on that. I'm taking off all the fire gear now. What do you think about all that video stuff?
Well, it didn't come through, but I could hear it. And I suspect that very soon the Department of Homeland Security will declare turkey cookers to be terrorist devices. And if you have one, you'll be arrested. It'll be proof that you are planning a terrorist act.
Oh, well, it's hard to say. They're going to come up with all kinds of new things to scare us with. It just seems like the overriding theme of everything they put out there is be afraid, spy on your neighbor, be paranoid. Isn't this the opposite of what they should be teaching people, really?
Especially when there's no threat. You know, what terrorist threat have we suffered? Other than 9/11, and there's a great deal of dissent that this was actually done by the Saudi Arabians from abroad. All the others are staged by the FBI. There are no other terrorists examples here. And yet we have this huge department that I think consumes $80 billion a year and which is now stopping traffic on the nation's highways.
Right. Thanksgiving Day traffic.
And they're you know, it's so bureaucracies always grow as rapidly and extend their jurisdiction as far as they can. So that's
part. All right. Paul Craig Roberts, I'm sorry to interrupt. I want to thank you for joining us today. This has been a great segment with you. This is Mike Adams, starting brush fires in the minds of men and having the gear to put them out later on. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.